Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours. Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and juicy stories based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica.
And we're both students attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. You may be asking, where can I go to submit for the next episode? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. Now, in today's episode, we ask you to share one of your craziest spooky stories, whether it happened to you, a friend, or a family member, and a lot of these stories definitely gave us the chills. But before we get into it, I want to ask you, Erica, can you recall having a spooky encounter?
So I grew up in a revolutionary town in northern New Jersey, and my house was pretty old, from like the early 1900s, so you would think I would have a lot of ghost stories, but I don't. And I think it's just because I'm not a medium. I'm not, like, my soul isn't very spiritual, so I don't have a lot of, like, spooky encounters. Mm-hmm. But there was this one time when I was younger, my mom, I mean, she's very religious, so she kind of chalks it up to just, like, me being a delirious kid. Mm-hmm. But I swear I thought I saw, like, a very, like, old-timey revolutionary soldier in my living room. But at the time, I thought he was a pirate because I didn't really know what revolutionary soldiers looked like. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, that could have been a ghost. But that was my only, like, time that I possibly have ever seen a ghost. But I don't know. I'm not a non-believer, but nothing's happened to me. I don't know. My friends go to my house and they're like, oh, I saw a shadow. I saw this man run across your living room. I don't know what they're talking about. I really am just so oblivious to everything that a ghost could be right behind me. And I would have no idea.
That's a good way to live sometimes, though, especially with situations like this, so you're not spooked out.
True, but I kind of want to, like, be like, yes, I have this ghost encounter, and it was crazy, but not really. So, well, what about you, then?
I have none, literally. I mean, like, it's kind of similar to yours, I guess, in the sense that, like, I just don't have any spooky encounters with, like, ghosts and stuff. I don't know. I get creeped out because I've lived in the same house my entire life.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of old now. Like to whatever you define as old, like 20 something years old.
But, yeah.
You know, it's an old house. So I hear like creaks and stuff. But like,
yeah,
I can't be like, oh my gosh, I know. What if it was like the person who lived here before? Because yeah, we're the only people that live there.
For me, I've only lived in old houses. So I've hear weird creaks. I hear like strange noises all the time, and I'm like, oh, whatever, it's the house.
Yeah.
Or like, I think it's just because I'm too lazy to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, ugh, whatever. Or like, especially at night when I'm asleep and I wake up, mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, whatever, I'm going back to bed. I am like the epitome of first person to die in a horror movie because I'm just so oblivious to everything.
So this one says, when my grandparents bought their house for a family of 10, my grandpa found a fake wall upstairs. He tore it down to make more room for the family. Behind the wall were children's clothes and play toys, almost like they walked out of their room in a hurry. My mom told me stories of her sitting in her room and something circling the walls around her, sounding like wallpaper being torn.
Ooh.
When she moved out, my aunt moved into the same room. She would wake up with pictures she hung up laying on her chest in the morning.
What?
My cousins also have stories of hearing footsteps coming up the stairs and stopping outside their doors in the middle of the night. I still don't go upstairs at their house because it's always cold and I get weird vibes up there. Even in my adult life, I have scary dreams that take place in their upstairs.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. First, footsteps like freak me out in that way of like, there's a weight to this figure, but they're not real. Like that's freaky.
That is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like footsteps like that, especially when they do in like horror movies and stuff. I don't know why it freaks me out.
And I'm really curious about like the pictures like laying on your chest in the morning. That's a little scary.
Yeah, I think it's freaky too in the way of like, there's one thing of like a ghost like being in your house and you're kind of just coinciding or whatever, and it's another thing for the ghost to like acknowledge you and kind of mess with you in a way.
Because it's also, it depends on what the ghost's like motive is. You know what I mean? Okay, I watch a lot of horror movies, right? And usually in those horror movies, the ghosts like don't want you in their space.
Yeah.
So they'll do anything and everything to get you out.
Yeah,
so,
it might be that, or it might be just like, hey, you know what? If I was a ghost and I was in the afterlife and I was around for when I died 50 years ago, I'd be bored. Yeah. I'd be playing tricks on people.
Yeah.
That would be funny. All right, so up to the next story. My family lived in Verena in Richmond's National Battlefield Park. There is a Union Burial Cemetery at the end of the street, Fort Harrison National Cemetery, less than half a mile from our house. I could already tell that this is going to be pretty haunted because Civil War burial grounds are like always haunted, bro. We would occasionally hear muted gunfire in the middle of the night as if there were reenactments going on at like 1 or 2 a.m. It's kind of the norm to wake up in the night and hear this, sometimes causing the neighbor's dog to bark. On one specific night at maybe 3 a.m., there were heavy boot steps like a soldier stomping through the kitchen floor. Again, with the stomping, it freaks me out. The next morning, my mom, dad, and brother all one by one entered the kitchen asking who was walking around in the kitchen last night. We were all pretty shocked that something was happening in our house. This spurred my mom to seek out a medium, and she sent my brother, my dad, and I away to the movie theaters. She had some female members of my family present with her. Apparently, the medium named the presence of a Civil War soldier, and I'm assuming, based on the house being built on a battlefield, that he's not the only one. Other things that would happen around the house. I would sometimes hear creaking in our attic, the door to which was through my bedroom, and it sounded like someone was slowly walking upstairs and taking inventory of something. When I was a teen, I was certain my brother was playing pranks on me. The foot of my bed was next to my door, so I could not see the floor. On occasion, in the middle of the night, my door would slam closed, and I swore I could hear scurrying down the hallway where my brother's room was. I clocked this up to him having a joke. This would happen maybe once a week. On other nights, my bed would violently shake like there was an earthquake in my room. Ooh, that would freak me out. It was like someone had both hands on the bedpost and was trying to shake them as fast as possible. I think this happened maybe 4 or 5 times in total throughout my teens, again thinking that this was my brother. Yeah, it's one thing for it to happen once, but like multiple times, like that's how you know that you're not like tweaking out.
Yeah.
Okay. One night when I was 14, it was sometime between 11 and midnight. I was just getting settled into my bed to go to sleep. I had my guitar leaning against the dresser since I didn't have a stand. Then suddenly, the guitar strummed itself. Not like a bang, and all the strings started vibrating, but individually, like six strings were strummed from the low E to the high E. Oh gosh. This scared the out of me. I knew that it wasn't my brother because I could clearly see the ground and around the guitar. I would have absolutely heard him scurrying across the floor to get away. I recently asked my older brother if he remembers playing pranks on me. He said he never cared enough to bother me like that. And that's the end of the story.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. There's so many. It's one thing to have one instance, but it's another thing to, like, have your whole house. Like, multiple, like, haunted things are happening throughout your whole house. That would wake me out. Multiple times. Like, ugh.
Yeah. I wonder how long they stayed here. Like, yeah. After. Even with all this stuff going on, because I would have been, I know it's not easy, like, moving just like that.
Yeah.
Especially just, like, being, like, middle class, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I would have to figure out a way, because I don't think that I can do that. I've just seen too many, like, horror movies.
And that's
movies.
Why I'm really glad I'm not a medium, because house hunting must be hard for you, because, like, what? You, like, had a beautiful house, and then you find, like, you feel that it's haunted, and you're like, dang it, this housing market right now,
literally,
this economy.
It takes a special person to be able to be a medium, because it's harder.
Yeah, so maybe it's for the best that I'm not one, even though I'm kind of jealous, but. Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give even more advice. Next episode's topic will be your worst dining experience. So if you had hot soup spilled on you or a waiter cuss you out, we would love to hear it. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out other Revoice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network and to submit a response for future episodes. Follow us at Podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives.
Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.